Blackhawks goal scored by Boom Boom Warshawski.
A stone terrace overlooking Lake Michigan. The water pale blue under a soft summer sky, laps gently at the sand below.
Deadlock by Sarah Paretsky.
Champagne, Miss Wachowski?
Silver ice bucket, crystal glasses.
I don't drink myself, but I enjoy serving champagne.
Dramatized for radio by Micheline Wandor.
Thank you. Oh, delicious.
Now, my dear, tell me everything.
Everything.
With Kathleen Turner as V.I. Warshawski.
I have to dispose of my husband's assets. I can't do that until I know the whole story. You are the only person who can tell me.
Wouldn't you prefer to just let the dead bury the dead?
Episode 1, A Hero's Death.
Come now, Miss Wachowski. In my position, wouldn't you want to know the truth?
Yeah, I guess so. Where shall I start?
Start at the beginning. And tell me everything.
Okay. It all began last month.
Pardon me. Look, I'm sorry. Can I just...
Vicky, you got here.
I'm here.
Where were you?
I was out of town on a case.
May he embrace him in his peace and bring his body to life again on the last day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God I got here on time. Bobby, what's going on?
Well, you don't know?
All I know is a message from my answering service saying my cousin died and the funeral's today.
No, you're coming back to the house.
Perosky's and meatballs?
Yeah, an old Polish Catholic custom.
Yeah, I guess. Bobby, what the hell?
Look, we'll talk in the car. Huh? Come on. Look, I'm real sorry about Boom Boom, Vicky.
I can't believe it. Who found him?
His boss, Clayton Phillips, regional vice president of Eudora Grain.
How'd he die?
Look, do you really need to know that, Vicky?
Come on, Bobby, don't patronize me. I want to know what happened to my cousin.
Look, here, do yourself a favor, huh?
Bobby!
All right, okay. A ship was tied up at the dock. Boom Boom went under the screw as she pulled away. He was chewed up real bad.
Oh, God.
It was a wet day. It's an old wooden dock. They get very slippery in the rain. He just fell in.
Was that the official police verdict?
Look, it's obvious, Vicky.
He was an athlete. I can't see him just falling into the lake.
But that's what it looks like.
Well, maybe something terrible happened. Maybe he was desperate.
Well, your cousin wasn't the kind of man to throw himself under a ship.
He wanted to talk to me.
What?
He left an urgent message with my answering service. I mean, maybe he was depressed. He didn't take easily to forced retirement. You know, he had surgery 3 times on his ankle. He wouldn't admit that he couldn't skate anymore. But he gave in the end. Bernard Wachowski. Chicago's Southside ice hockey hero.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We grew up together in South Chicago. We were real close. It's just him and me against the rest of the family.
And yeah, we're nearly there.
Oh, God.
The small house is full of cigarette smoke and the heavy smell of Polish cooking. Cabbage and cake.
Victoria, how are you?
Grandma Wojcik, 82, fat, dressed in shiny black, breathing onions in my face.
Hi, Grandma.
Have you eaten yet? There's sausages and sauerkraut.
Yeah, in a minute, Grandma.
Victoria.
Hi, Aunt Helen.
You should be wearing decent black to your cousin's funeral. This isn't an afternoon sherry party. Navy blue.
It's the darkest suit I had.
Huh. Don't take any notice of her. She is jealous because you have kept your figure. Victoria, people are saying Boom Boom was in trouble down at the elevator. They're saying he threw himself under the ship so he wouldn't be arrested.
What?
They say he just jumped in the water when no one was looking.
Wait, Boom Boom jumped off the wharf?
Oh, well, Victoria, isn't it?
Hi, Aunt Sarah.
It's been so long. You married again?
No.
You have family?
The house is full enough of children, Aunt Sarah.
You come to your senses one day.
Yeah, good to see you too. What is all this about, Grandma? Was Boom Boom in trouble at the dock?
He didn't get along with his boss. Someone said he stole some papers. I don't believe it, Vicky.
Boom Boom never did anything cheap in his whole life.
Never. He was good.
Kind of makes me wild, that kind of talk. Makes me wild.
I just wanted you to know, Victoria. He named you his executor in his will. Maybe you can find out some more. I loved Boom Boom.
I know, Grandma. I did too.
Oh, really?
Oh, thank God. Open my jacket to let the cool air clean me. I better try and find a cab. Oh, ridiculous. How can anyone walk in these high heels?
Hey, excuse me?
What? Small, tidy young woman, short, straight, dark hair, honey-colored eyes.
You're Boom Boom's cousin, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm Paige Carrington.
Have we met?
I don't think so.
You look familiar.
I'm a dancer with the Windy City Ballet Works.
Oh, that's where I've seen you, on the stage.
I was seeing your cousin. We kept it quiet because we didn't want it splashed around the gossip columns. He was news even when he stopped skating.
Yeah, it's funny being close to someone famous. You read a lot about him, but the person in print is never the person you know.
I think Boom Boom cared more for you than anyone.
You think so? What about you?
I think we were in love, but I don't know. I'll never be sure now.
I'm sorry.
Boom Boom talked about you all the time. I wanted to meet you. This is my car.
Are you driving back to the city?
I have to be at a rehearsal in an hour.
Oh, can I beg a ride? I feel like Brer Rabbit out here in suburbia. I gotta get back to my briar patch.
I know what you mean.
A silver Audi 5000. Well, either the Windy City Ballet Works plays better than the average theater, or someone supplies money for foreign sports cars.
I guess you'll miss Boom Boom.
Yeah, I sure will. He's the only member of the family I had any time for.
One of his aunts told me he named you as his executor.
Yeah.
I wonder, I'd like to go to his place and get some letters and things I left there.
You don't have a key?
No.
Sure. I have to go to his apartment sometime. How about tomorrow afternoon? You want to meet me there, too?
Thanks, you're sweet. Your name is Victoria, isn't it?
Yeah. Most people call me V.I.
V.I.?
My initials. V.I. Wachowski. I'm a private detective.
How exciting. You must tell me all about it.
Most of my work is confidential.
Oh, of course. Do you mind if I call you Vic?
Sure.
I think that's everything. Your cousin left the bulk of his estate to various charities and to the Hockey Widow's Pension Fund.
I see. No aunts mentioned?
No.
They won't be too pleased.
Well, he's left you some money. With a request not to spend it all on Black Label. And then there's his apartment.
What about it?
Well, maybe you'd like to look around, in case there's some stuff you want to keep.
What, something to remember him by? Yeah, I guess. Thanks, Gerald. Do you have the keys?
No, of course.
Wall-to-wall carpets. Deep, deep pile. Huge living room. The east window is one enormous pane of glass. God, what a beautiful view. Lake and sky joined in a giant gray-green wash. Someone else here? Boom Boom's ghost? Oh, don't be stupid, V.I. Slip off my shoes. Bronze competition trophy. Pick it up. Cautiously down the hallway to the bedroom. Flatten myself against the wall. Brace my right arm. Okay, freeze!
Oh, my God!
Paige Carrington?
You startled me.
I hope so. How the hell you get in here?
I wasn't expecting you until 2:00.
I thought you said you didn't have a key.
Please don't be angry, Vic. I had a rehearsal call for 2:00, and I really wanted to find my letters. I persuaded Hinckley, the doorman, to let me in. I hoped I'd be gone before you showed up. The letters are terribly personal. I couldn't bear for anyone, even you, to see them.
Have you found them?
No, there are so many papers. He saved everything, I think. Look, this whole drawer is full of fan letters.
Look, Paige, I'm going to have to go over everything. I promise. If I see any personal letters to Boom Boom, I won't read them. I'll put them aside for you.
Oh, that's sweet. I bought a suitcase with me. Can I take my clothes and makeup?
Yeah, of course. Oh, jeez, you're right. Boom Boom saved everything. Look at this. Hockey photographs, group photos of him with the Blackhawks, locker room pictures, solo shots of Boom Boom, signed pictures from other players.
Here's a picture of you.
Oh, good Lord. Me in my maroon robes getting my law degree from the University of Chicago.
You look very happy.
Well, Boom Boom never went to college. He was very proud that I had a good education. You need any help?
I'll just get my makeup out of the bathroom.
Okay. Bedroom's masculine but homey. King-size bed covered with a black and white quilt. Floor-length drapes. Boom Boom's hockey stick mounted over a walnut bureau. A purple and red painting. Couple of rugs in the same red. Magazines on the bedside table. Sports Illustrated, Hockey World, Grain News, published in Kansas City. Filled with information about grain, size of various crops, rates for shipping, contracts awarded to different transporters. Complicated.
What's that?
Just a magazine. I can't believe it.
Me neither. I know losing hockey upset him. I can imagine how I'd feel if I couldn't dance, and I'm not nearly as good a ballerina as he was a hockey player. I think his involvement with me kept him from being too depressed. I hope that doesn't offend you.
Not at all. If it's true, I'm pleased.
If it's true?
Well, if you help Boom Boom out of the blues, I'm glad. Oh, by the way, there's a rumor going around that he stole some papers from Eudora Grain. Did he say anything to you about it?
We had dinner the day before he died. He didn't say anything.
Also, he left a message for me with my answering service. Do you know what he wanted to talk to me about?
I don't know. He seemed fine Monday night. Look, I have to run now. I'll be late. Goodbye, Vic.
Goodbye, Paige. Now then, where shall I start? Jesus. So much paper. Oh, God. How can someone I love die just like that? I can't do any more.
Hello, Dr. Herschel speaking.
Lottie, it's Vic. Have you eaten?
Of course I've eaten. Do you know what time it is?
Time for me to talk to you. Come watch me eat a sandwich.
Okay. See you at the Chesson Hotel.
I'm on my way. Excuse me.
Yes, miss?
Are you the regular doorman?
He's gone. I'm here tonight.
The man on duty this afternoon let someone into apartment 22C. Would you please ask him not to let anyone in unless I'm with them? My name's Wachowski. I'm taking care of the apartment.
I'll pass it on, miss.
Why do you have to look through your cousin's papers?
I don't know. I guess I've been a detective too long.
What do you expect to find?
I was looking for a letter or something that said, "Dear Vic, I've been accused of stealing some papers. Between that and losing my ankle, I'm so blue I can't take it anymore." Or, "Dear Vic, I'm in love with Paige Carrington and life is great." Actually, it's hard for me to picture him in love with her.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's just something about her, sort of not cool.
Jealous?
A little. Not so much it would distort my judgment. I can't help feeling I let him down.
He knew he could count on you, Vic. He knew you'd come through, even if he had to wait a few days.
I suppose so. I still feel bad. Maybe that's why I'm looking for something. Next morning, drive to the south side. Past the river, steel mills, Ford assembly plant. It's 9:30 before I find the regional headquarters of Eudora Grain. Modern lobby. Wide windows opening onto the river. Pictures of grain harvest, combines sweeping through acres of golden wheat, smaller versions of the mammoth elevator outside.
Miss Wachowski?
Clayton Phillips?
Early 40s, straw-colored hair, pale brown eyes. Shifty looking.
I am Bernard Wachowski's closest relative.
How do you do? I'm very sorry about Bernard.
Thank you. I wonder, may I look around the yard?
Now, why would you want to do that?
Oh, my cousin and I were very close. I need to feel his death is real.
I assure you.
Please.
I see. Okay. Come on, I'll introduce you to the foreman. You'll need a hard hat. Miss Wachowski, this is Pete Margolis, the elevator foreman.
Wachowski?
Yeah, I'm Boom Boom's cousin.
Hey, I'm real sorry, miss. He was a good guy.
Thanks. This looks very complex.
It is. You want to see how it works?
Sure.
I hope you can stand the noise.
I'll give it a try.
Follow me.
Grain dust covers everything. Swirls through the air, lands in layers on the high steel beams. Squeaky film on the metal floor. My running shoes skid on the dust. My toes feel greasy inside my thick cotton socks. We stand on a catwalk, looking down on the concrete floor of the elevator. Only a narrow waist-high handrail stands between me and the conveyor belts below. Isn't it dangerous up here?
9,640 man-hours without an accident. We're proud of our safety record.
The hoist lifts the boxcars in the air and tips the grain onto the belts. The belts ferry the grain to chutes that spill it into the cargo holds of the ships moored outside. A lot of grain dust escapes in the process. Most of the men on the floor wear respirators.
Wheat?
Barley.
Let's go outside.
Cross a gangway to a narrow ledge overlooking the water. Gulp in the cold April air. Below us sits a dirty old ship tied to the dock by a series of cables. Men are guiding the grain into the holds. I feel kind of dizzy.
We'll go back in.
No, it's okay. I grew up in South Chicago near the steel mills. I've seen plenty of Great Lake freighters close up. They always give me the same feeling. Shivers up the spine. Where did my cousin fall?
From somewhere near the stern of the ship.
Could someone have seen him from here?
No. Even if you leaned forward, you wouldn't be able to see anyone.
Well, what about all the people on deck and those down there on the ground?
When the ship is casting off, all the elevator people are gone. And everyone connected with the ship is busy. They wouldn't pay much attention to a guy on the wharf.
Look, someone must have seen him.
Everyone liked your cousin, Miss Wachowski. If they'd seen anything, they'd have come forward with it by now.
Well, what was the ship called? The one he fell under?
The Bertha Krupnik, an old tub. She was replacing a new ship, the Lucilla Visor, which had an accident. Water in the holds or something. They brought up three old tubs to take her load. Bertha was the last of them.
You don't own the ships, Mr. Phillips?
No. We move the grain using ships supplied by different companies. These belong to the Grey Falls Steamship Company.
Well, where is the Lucilla Visor now? And the Bertha Krupnik?
No idea. Shall we go?
Okay. Oh, may I see where my cousin fell in the water?
Well, I can't say where the exact spot is.
Well, approximately will do.
I don't know.
I have to go down on the wharf, Mr. Phillips. I could take Miss Wachowski.
We'll go together.
Look, I'd be grateful if you could tell me where I can find the Grey Falls Steamship Company.
It's not the kind of place you should go without credentials, Miss Wachowski.
I have credentials, Mr. Phillips. I am a private investigator with a license.
I'll come with you.
Mr. Phillips, I can take care of myself. I don't need to interrupt your schedule.
It's no problem. I really would like to help. I must just make a call to my office first. Mr. Margolis will take care of you.
Close up, the ships look even dirtier. Heavy cables tie to the concrete wall, and the cables are old, frayed. Paint is badly cracked above the waterline, chipped white letters. Grey Falls Steamship Line, Chicago.
Your cousin was probably standing about here. It was raining. Wood like this, real old, you know, it gets very slippery when it's wet. If Boom Boom was leaning over to see something, he might just have slipped and fallen right in. He did have a bad leg.
Well, what would he be leaning over to look at?
Well, anything. He was an inquisitive guy. Between you and me, he got on Phillips' nerves a bit.
But Argos got him the job, and Phillips didn't like to stand up to him.
Argos?
David Argos, chairman of Eudora Grain.
Oh, I can't believe Boom Boom would abuse that relationship.
No, nothing like that. Boom Boom didn't ask for any special favors the way he might have, being a star and all. But Phillips didn't like having a young guy around.
Someone said there was talk my cousin might have committed suicide.
Well, I haven't heard anything.
Miss Warshawski, I can take you to Gray Fox's offices now. My car's over here.
Great. Thanks for your help, Mr. Margolis.
Anytime.
Who asked you to come down to the port, Miss Warshawski?
I told you, Mr. Phillips. Boom Boom Warshawski was my cousin. I feel an obligation to explore the circumstances surrounding his death. Is there some reason to think that my cousin's death was not an accident?
Our chairman took a personal interest in your cousin. After his death, Argos put us through the ringer on safety at the elevators. I wondered if he'd asked you to investigate this professionally.
No, Mr. Argos didn't hire me.
Oh? Who did hire you then?
Guess I hired myself.
I see. Here we are. The dispatcher here is called McKelvey. He knows where every ship is, where it's loading, and where it's going.
683 a ton.
A rumpled man in his mid-40s. A cigar in his mouth.
Take it or leave it, huh?
Charts on every wall. Stacks of paper hide the desk, three chairs, and a lot of the floor.
Pick up on the fourth. 682. Can't bring it any lower than that. No deal? Okay, maybe next time. Hi there.
Hi. I'm V.I. Warshawski.
Hi, Clayton.
McKelvey?
This the lady you mentioned? Oh, this place is a zoo. McKelvey, yeah. Yeah.
My cousin Bernard Warshawski?
Yeah, McKelvey here. Yeah, well, hold on just a second, huh? I heard you figuring the Bertha was at fault somehow, huh? Something wrong with the propeller?
I don't know. I'm my cousin's executor. I'd like to know if anyone saw the accident. I mean, Mr. Phillips here says that you can tell me where the Bertha Krupnik is. I'd like to talk to the crew.
One moment. Hiya, Duff. Sulfur from Buffalo, 380 a ton. Pick up on the 6th, deliver to Chicago on the 8th. Huh? You got it. Well, what's a scoop, Clayton? Is she likely to sue?
Look, I...
McKelvey here. Oh, hi, Gumboldt. Hang on a minute, will you?
Mr. McKelvey, I am trying to find anyone who might have seen my cousin in the last minutes of his life. We're talking about an open dock at 10 in the morning. I can't believe no one saw him.
Yeah, Gum. Yeah. Yeah. Toledo on the 16th. Well, how about the 17th? Can't help you, fella. Night of the 16th, say 2 or 3 in the morning, and... Okay, fella, some other time. Business is rotten. Steel slump's a disaster. Thank God Eudora Grain's still shipping with us.
Look, I'm sure I can find the Bertha Krupnik on my own, Mr. McKelvey. I'm a private investigator and used to tracking things down. I'm just asking you to make it easier.
I'll have to talk to Niels. Stop back here around 2. Yeah.
Who's Niels?
Niels Greyfalk. He owns Greyfalk Steamship.
Look, I really am very busy.
Sure. I think you've got as much as we can give you, Miss Warshawski.
Yeah, close the door behind you. Okay, a little over here.
Miss Warshawski?
Yeah, sure.
I'll drive you back to your car.
Oh, you're too kind, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Well, it's been good to meet you. I doubt we'll meet again.
Oh, you never know. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Warshawski.
Gee, what a nice man.
Hey, Miss Warshawski?
Yes? Who are you?
Mike Sheridan, chief engineer on the Lucilla Visa. Margolis says you want to know where the Bertha Krupnik is.
Well, can you tell me?
Yeah, sure. Look, we can't talk here. Come with me.
Vodka and tonic and wine.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What is this place?
A private club for owners and officers of the port.
Right. You know about my cousin, Boom Boom Warshawski? He fell under the Bertha Krupnik's propeller last week.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Did you see anything?
I'm afraid not.
Well, Clayton Phillips told me that there was some problem with the Lucilla that day.
Yeah. We were due to take on grain at the Eudora elevator, but we ended up with water in our holds. Some act of vandalism. Kept us from loading for a week. Well, that's why we were tied up. We had to dry out and get Board of Health clearance again before we could load.
But you mean somebody deliberately put water in the holds?
Well, we assumed it was done by a disgruntled crewman. He didn't raise a fuss when we asked him to leave the ship, so I think we were right. Your cousin was supposed to be coming over to talk to John Bemis, the Lucilla's captain, the afternoon he died. You wouldn't know what was on his mind, would you?
No, I hadn't seen him for a while. Do you think anybody on the Bertha or the Lucilla could have seen the accident?
I don't think anybody on the Lucilla could, but perhaps you'd like to come and talk to Captain Bemis yourself. It might be helpful.
Well, I'd be delighted.
This way, sir.
Mike, how are you?
Fine.
Well, introduce me to your gorgeous friend, Mike.
Flattery never works with me. V.I. Wachowski, how do you do?
This is Niels Greyfalk.
Oh, Mr. Greyfalk. Do forgive my big mouth. Please, won't you join us?
Well, I...
Of course. Delighted. Clayton tells me you're a private investigator.
You know, if people meet policemen unexpectedly, they often feel guilty. Now, when they meet a private investigator, they feel defensive. Don't come snooping around me, you know? I'm sort of used to it.
I have nothing to be defensive about, Miss Wachowski. If you have a minute after lunch, walk back with me to the office. I'll get Percy to cough up the Bertha's whereabouts.
Thank you very much, Mr. Greyfolk.
So, tell me, how does a young woman like you get involved in a career as a detective? You work for a firm?
Oh, I've been in business for myself for about 6 years. Before that, I was an attorney with the Public Defender's Office in Cook County. But I got tired of seeing poor, innocent chumps go off to Stateville because the police wouldn't follow up our investigations and find the real culprits. And I got even more tired of watching clever, guilty crooks get off scot-free because they could afford attorneys who knew how to tap dance around the law.
Hi, Niels. Sheridan?
Martin. Good to see you. Sit down.
Hi, Martin. Miss Wachowski, this is Martin Bledsoe, owner of the Polestar line, which includes the Lucilla Visor.
Wachowski, isn't that...
Miss Wachowski is Boom Boom Wachowski's cousin.
Ah. I was very sorry about the accident, your cousin.
Thank you. Mr. Greyfolk, may I ask how long you've been involved in shipping?
A long time. We're one of the oldest companies still operating on the Great Lakes. Norwegian ancestors started the company in 1838. With a clipper that carried fur from Chicago to Buffalo.
Greyfolk's a fantastic sailor in his own right. He keeps 2 sailboats, his grandfather's old yacht, and a racing boat.
Well, what about Polestar? Is that an old family company, too?
Martin's a Johnny come lately. How old's Polestar now? 8 years?
I used to have Percy McKelvey's job. Niels thinks I deserted him.
Well, Martin, you were the best dispatcher in the industry. How else could I feel when you went into competition against me? By the way, I heard about the sabotage on the Lucilla. An ugly incident. One of your crew members, I gather.
Minor damage, thank goodness.
It's distressing when someone in your organization turns out to be unreliable.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but then I've never shared the Hobbesian view of the social contract with you.
You'll have to explain that one to me, Martin. At Martin's school, Miss Wachowski, they went in for a lot of memorizing. I had an easier time. Being gentlemen, we weren't expected to know anything.
Oh, really?
What on earth? Martin, what have you done?
Stupid of me. The wine glass must have been cracked. It just crumbled in my hand.
Dude, but that's a bad cut. Here, let me see.
Careful, you'll get blood on the table.
Oh, it's okay, really.
No, it's not. Give me your napkin, Mr. Sheridan.
Yeah, sure, here you
are. Look, I'll just get the glass out. Now, hold it still. This may hurt just a little, Mr. Bledsoe.
Ow! It really does hurt.
No, it's no good. The glass is in too deep. I can't stop the bleeding. I think we'd better call an ambulance. Quickly.
In episode 1 of Deadlock, Kathleen Turner played V.I. Wachowski, with Eleanor Braun as Lottie and William Hootkins as Bobby Mallory. James Aubrey played Martin Bledsoe, Peter Marinker, Niels Greyfolk, Teresa Gallagher, Paige Carrington, and William Roberts, Clayton Phillips. Keith Drinkle was Mike Sheridan, David Holt, Margolis, John Garasio, McKelvey, Linda Polan, Grandma, and Alib Parsons, Mrs. Greyfolk. Deadlock was dramatized by Micheline Wandor, and the director was Janet Whittaker.